This is Dan Jones.
In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, Jesus gave some vital instruction and a solemn warning. He said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Thus we must understand that merely saying, Lord, Lord, is not sufficient for one to be saved. Neither is it enough simply to do those things that we suppose to be true and right. Rather, salvation is promised to those and only to those who obey the Father's will. We are living in an age where almost everyone, it seems, is looking for something for nothing. The appeal goes out to enter this sweepstakes, or complete this statement in 25 words or less, or send in this box top, return this coupon, or whatever it may be for a chance to win cars, boats, vacations, homes, or thousands in cold hard cash. Millions enter these contests every day in hopes of winning a prize. Seemingly, the main idea is to get something without giving anything for it, to get a free lunch, as it's often called. Some are fortunate enough to win these prizes. But friends, this won't work in religion. Heaven is a reward, but no one will get to heaven by luck. Only those who do the will of God are going to be saved. When Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven," he overruled the attitude that assumes that all one must do is profess Christianity, belong to just any church or religious group, and perhaps attend regularly. On another occasion, Jesus asked a very pointed question, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Luke 6, verse 46. Those who claim allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ and either neglect or refuse to obey him are imposters. But the Lord said many will come to him in that day, the day of judgment, and say, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" They will surely receive an answer from the Lord, but not the one they want or expect. You see, they thought they had done wonderful works, and Jesus will not deny that they had done something. However, they had not done the right things. Their actions were not authorized. They had not done the will of the Father. The Lord makes it clear that simply being religious and engaging in what men consider religious activity is not enough. One must be religiously right. In Matthew 15, verse 9, Jesus quoted a passage from the prophet Isaiah and applied it to the religious leaders of his day. "But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." The message is clear. Religion based on the doctrines and commandments of men will not save. The will of man just cannot be substituted for the law of God. My friends, wouldn't it be terrible to go through life thinking that we were serving God, only to learn on Judgment Day that we had only been following the teachings of men? We can be sure that such will not happen if we will simply let the Bible be our guide for all that we do. "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Ephesians 5 and verse 17. Yes, there is much more required than simply saying, "Lord, Lord." Lip service does not suffice. Eternal life is promised to those who do the commandments of God. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." Revelation 22, verse 14.